What's it like playing with Eli Manning?
It's great. I mean, he's been there. He's proven. You know, if you're on the same page as him, he's going to find you. So, you know, that's kind of what we've been building, the same page. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, hopefully, you know, when it's a third down or something like that, if you do it in practice, he's going to trust you in the game. And, you know, that's my job as a tight end.
Does he like to do a lot of independent work, or is it just kind of in the film room? You guys are both sitting there and talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see something on film and we'll talk about it, something like that, in the classroom or on the field.
Brandon, what's the next step in your development as a player? You put up big receiving numbers last year, and I'm sure you still want to get better as a player.
Yeah.
What do you still want to do as you're being a giant?
To be an all-around tight end, I think it has always been what I've strived to be. You know, the catches are nice or whatever, but, you know, if you can be on there every down, run play, pass play, you know, blocking, you know, you're blocking some pretty big guys. So, you know, I've always tried to stay on the field. And, you know, not be a situational tight end, be an every down tight end.
Now, the Giants have always stressed blocking from their tight ends. It's one of Coughlin's pet
peeves. Yes, definitely.
So why make that decision to come here if you weren't sure if that was one of your best assets? And then how have they been able to coach you up?
I mean, obviously, you know, last year I didn't block as well as I'd like to. But, you know, coming here with an organization like the Giants, with, you know, with the coach, with the quarterback, the winning tradition, you know, it was important for me to come here to be able to, like I said, be an every down tight end. Yeah, that's the tight end's job, is the block and run routes. So, you know, I try to do that, you know, and get better at everything I do, you know, each and every day.
Is that primarily because you weren't asked to do much of it in other schemes when you played, or it's just something you've had to develop physically to be able to do better?
Yeah, it takes time to learn how to block, you know, especially when you're going up against guys like Justin Tuck. You know, guys like that. I mean, it's not going to be pretty, but all you can do is, you know, trust your technique, your fundamentals, what you work on with the coach, and get better.
What do you think about Adrian? He's got a lot of size on him.
Yeah, he's got a lot of potential. You know, thing I stress to him every day is just detail. You know, for a young guy, you think, oh well, you know, I know the right guy who to block. You know, I did my job. You know, it's all about technique. Every you know, even if it's a walkthrough. You know, or if it's a run after the catch, stuff like that. I've kind of just been on him, you know, about a release, something like that, you know, that I've been told from older guys. But, yeah, man, sky's the limit for that guy. You know, if he can kind of rein it all in, bring it in together, you know, I think he's going to be a special player.
Safe to say then you guys have kind of developed a, you know, kind of a good relationship as far
as
going back and forth.
We all have a great relationship, you know. Obviously, we're all competing with each other for playing time, but you know, it's kind of like the Giants. You know, it's like do it for your brother type of thing. So, you know, I want to see those guys succeed. You know, and I want to succeed as well. They want to see me succeed. So, it's a good room to be in.
That's the motto this year, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Do it for your brother.
That was a nice way to slide in.
Right.
It was good.
You talked about Tuck being, you know, tough to go against.
Yeah.
Can you just talk about him and just his renewed sense of urgency after a couple of banged up years.
You know, I wasn't here for the banged up years, but he's pretty dang good right now. So I would hate to see what he was, you know, like you said, a couple years ago. But he's a great player. You know, he's a good teammate because he'll tell you, you know, if he sees something, you know, he's been around, he's done it. If he sees that you're doing something a certain way, you can ask him, and you know, he'll tell you. But he's definitely a tough player. He only makes me a better player when I go against him, which is what you can ask for in practice. So.